the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
The Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you? Ooh, did you tune in to the previous hour of the broadcast, I hope? The message that I was trying to convey is huge. If you didn't hear that hour, we'll go into it. I want to get some commentary in the next hour. I'm going to get some commentary from AWR Hawkins here in a second, too, but let me just tell you exactly what I was talking about. Every once in a while, the left hands you a gift. And in this case, they handed us a trifecta because we had the Oregon judge tell us exactly what he thought about guns. Well, here's the deal to the judge. It ain't none of your business. Uphold the law. Uphold your oath. And don't tread on me. Shut up. I don't care what you think about mayonnaise on a sandwich, and I don't care what you think about my right to bear arms. None of your business. That was the judge. So I'll play that for AWR, too. Then we had the second of the three. It's a hat trick, really, if you will. And that was, what did Hillary mean when she said, keep guns out of the hands of those who will do harm? She didn't say might do harm. She said will do harm. Hillary Clinton, as I said, hasn't had an original thought of her own in decades. Okay? She doesn't even know how to think for herself anymore. If it ain't handed to her by an assistant, if the lie isn't scripted, she just goes off the campaign trail and don't say nothing. And then we had Justice Kagan for the third goal in the hat trick. A tie does nobody any good. We're there to resolve cases that need deciding, answer hotly contested issues that need resolving, and you can't do that with a tie vote. So you have a sitting Supreme Court justice already telling you how a case is going to be decided. She already knows it's a tie, which, as far as I'm concerned, is a violation of her oath of office, not to mention ethics. And they all ought to go. Every single one of them ought to be impeached. I'm not playing favorites. I'm not saying left and right. All of them out the door. That's the hat trick. Now let's go to AWR Hawkins and get some incredible insight from AWR Hawkins, award-winning journalist. Second year in a row, 2015, Journalist of the Year, Second Amendment Journalist of the Year Award recipient. This year, he won the award I won last year, which is the 2015 Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award. He won it for 2016. AWR, pleasure to have you here, brother.
Hey, great to be with you.
Hey, boss, we got the left handed it to us this past week, okay? We had the judge up in Oregon speak his mind, make a mistake. I call that an unintentional faux pas, because he told us what he actually meant and he really shouldn't have, because you know the people that are pulling the puppet strings are screaming, oh my God, what's he doing? He's giving away the farm. Then we had Kagan's comments that you just heard me read, and of course you read my piece over at Ammo Land. You know, what did Hillary mean when she said we need to keep guns out of the hands of those who will do harm? Care to give us the brilliant analysis from AWR Hawkins, put all that together for us?
Well, I mean, there's really nothing for me to say that you didn't say, to be honest with you, because it's a telescoping, a telegraphing, I should say, of the left's intents. Hillary's on the field. She's on the team. Made it clear. Kagan is on the field. She's on the team. She made it clear. The judge in Oregon, he's on the field. He's on the team. Made it clear. And that's about it. And their goal, should the American people be stupid enough, and I say that word only after careful thought,
right,
extra stupid enough to vote for Hillary Clinton. These types of justices will rule they will rule with unfettered power for the next 30 to 40 years. And you can kiss your gun rights goodbye. And if you think, I had some guy on Twitter. He's like, he's tweeting me this week. Yeah, well, where has Obama tried to take guns away? I mean, if you don't notice that Obama has talked confiscation, particularly after the Oregon Community College deal, if you haven't heard Obama numerous times talk about getting weapons of war, quote unquote, off the streets, if you haven't heard those things, you've either been in a cave or you've got some mental problems that should probably be addressed. And that worldview will be what reigns over us for 30 or 40 years if we are stupid enough to elect Hillary Clinton.
You know, you said 30 or 40 years. I got to disagree with you, man. I say it's going to be 70 to 80 years. I don't think a 20-year-old will live long enough to see this nation fixed. In fact, well, let me put this in perspective for you, AWR. Somebody mentioned it to me the other day, and I really hadn't thought about it in those terms. But a 19-year-old person or an 18-year-old person is truly a child of the 2008 recession.
Right.
Half of their life has been lived after the 2008 collapse of the markets. They don't know any different.
Right.
Okay? And at that 20 years old plus, if we're stupid enough to say, and that's a term I use it loosely here all the time because, facts are stubborn things. What do I say? Ignorance, if left unattended, breeds stupidity. Because in today's day and age, that's a choice. You're choosing to remain ignorant, which is stupidity in my book. Look it up. Don't take my word for it. But we're looking now at 60, 70 years from now when you're talking the age of justice. Let me tell you how devious these people are. Hillary Clinton will select a judge that is not qualified for the job simply because she can find somebody that's 20 years younger than another judge who is more qualified because she knows that other judge will sit another 20 or 30 years longer on that bench. These are evil people. This is the way they think. I read an article about it today that they're looking at bringing those ages down, and I think it had to do with Merrick Garland, who is 65. The next president's going to start putting judges in that are 45, adding another 25 years to their tenure on the bench. So we're in a very precarious position here that 20-year-old will never live long enough to see it. Is that fair, or am I being overboard there?
Oh, no, it's more than fair. I mean, and this seems like I'm saying something different. I'm saying the same thing. As you were talking, I was thinking, the first year I was old enough to vote, Ronald Reagan was sworn in for his second term. That's how far back my political memory goes. Of course, I remember Carter from TV, and I remember the Iranian hostage crisis, but I was of no impact and had no interest, and the people who were in power ruled over me. The justices either upheld the Constitution or ripped it to shreds over me, and I had no power to do anything about it. And that's what you're saying, that the people that are that age now, they're going to spend 30, 40, 50, 60 years with that happening before they can reverse the tide. I don't see any way to call you out on that. I don't see any way to call you wrong on that because I've watched it happen in my own life.
You know, that's interesting because I'm a child of that era as well. My first presidential election at 18 years old was Ronald Reagan in 1980.
Right.
And it's hard. I guess when you look back at it like you're doing now, you reminisce and you go back in that time and you think, wow, what did I really know about the makeup of the Supreme Court then? I didn't.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't care about it then. I was excited to be voting, and I really didn't care about the makeup of the court then because I wasn't quite there politically yet.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And that's very, very dangerous because these will be people. Yeah, I get to say people think, like, for example, the Civil War was a long time ago. It was 150 plus years. It was a long time. But let me put it in perspective. When I was born in 1962, an 80-year-old man was born in 1888.
Right.
All right. So we're not talking a whole long time ago, is it? Let's put it in perspective, right?
Right. Right. And things have changed, but and by that I mean, as you're talking, I'm thinking, when Reagan was elected, my dad was a Democrat. We lived in Kentucky. Democrat was a blue state. Excuse me. Kentucky was a blue state. Excuse me. And Bill Clinton ruined it. My dad thought Ronald Reagan was an idiot. And then later in my dad's life, I can remember looking at my dad's eyes and watching them water when videos of Ronald Reagan were played on TV. And it's just what you're talking about. There's that lack of interest when we're younger. that lack of understanding. And as we will mature, we realize the things that are important. And for some of us, we will never be able to seize those things again.
That's
if
right.
We don't
that's
seize
right.
them now. And that's
you're
what,
absolutely
you know,
correct.
My dad taught me that. You got to seize it now. Realize that's the important thing. Seize it.
Carpe diem, baby. That's exactly what it means. Seize the day. Listen, when we come back from the break, we're going to continue the conversation. I do want to talk about Chicago with you, but I want to ask you about specifically Hillary Clinton's comments when she said that we have to keep guns out of those who will do harm. There's a couple different ways to look at that, and I want to get your opinion. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, Armed American Radio's political analyst, next for the remainder of the hour. Don't go away. Huge stuff. Fun stuff. Learn from it. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Thank you. Vice President of the United States actually told women facing an attack to just empty their shotguns into the air. Honestly, have they lost their minds over at the White House? You keep your advice. We'll keep our guns.
Taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Don't you love that name of that radio show, Armed American Radio? Nugent always says, Armed American Radio, what a great name for a radio show. He loves the name, and I do too, because you know somewhere out there is a liberal head popping. Oh my God, Armed American Radio, that says it all. You know, in the first hour, I was talking about the AR-15, the fun facts, and you know somebody was driving around in their Prius going, that guy's sick, he's just sick. Talking about the AR-50, he's sick, he's just sick. I love it. I absolutely love it. I hope you're one of them. I hope you're mad at it. I hope it grates on you. Send me an email, would you? Tell me how much you hate me. mark@armedamericanradio.org. You know you want to. Go ahead. Love reading them on the air. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. Pleasure. AWR, I love getting email from the people who can't handle the facts. You ever get email like that, AWR?
Yeah, I get tweets like that, and I get a little message on Facebook from time to time, but I used to get those emails, and, you know, I didn't engage them much. I can see from the type of work you do why engaging them is profitable, and I don't even say that negatively. I mean, you know, they send it to you. I guess it makes it a public document, so you can do what you wish with it, and I see how it benefits you. But it's sad, but it's typical of the left that instead of making a substantive argument, it's name-calling. It's, I hate to use the word, it's bullying. It's all of those things that they always complain that other people are doing to them. And it just shows their ignorance and their refusal to learn. That's all I'll say.
I said in the hour previous that it had to do, I think I said it in this hour? No, I think maybe it was, I don't remember. I don't remember what I had for breakfast, but whatever. I'll say it again. I either said it at the beginning of this hour or I said it in the earlier hour. If you ever want to see how tolerant the left is about the right to free speech, tell them something they don't agree with.
Yes.
Right. And there you go. That's all you need to know. And don't just take my word for it. Try it sometime. You got a family member out there? Tell them something you know they don't like. See how much they like you and what you had to say. They're not open to your free speech. It's either agree with me or the hell with you. Okay, AWR, Hillary Clinton made some comments this past week. You know, I wrote about it. I thought it was telling. I didn't hear anybody else talking about it. But when she said we need, in the context of comprehensive background checks, which again, whatever that means, background checks are comprehensive by their very nature, just more wordplay from the un-American, America-hating progressive socialist left. But she made the following comment. She said, we need to find a way to keep guns out of the hands of those who will do harm. That was a very telling statement in my mind because she's so scripted. That was not a mistake, all right? That's been drilled into her. And I kind of took away from that because you hear it, I know you hear it, you write about it, that anybody who has a gun is a potential criminal to the left. That's what she meant by keep guns out of the hands from those who will do harm. Because short of her having a machine that predicts the future, which we know she doesn't because it doesn't exist and it never will, how do you take that statement? What do you think she meant by that?
Well, I mean, I think all the words you've used are the catchphrases that they want used, comprehensive background checks. What she's hinting at is we need a better background check. And that's a lie. Let me back up. I made a mistake there. She's not saying we need a better background check. She's saying we need a background check at every point of sale, not just retail. In other words, she's saying we need the background check they have in Paris, France, the one they have in San Bernardino, California, the one they have in Burlington, Washington, the one they have in Colorado Springs, Colorado, the one that the gunman passed in Florida. You know, he passed the same kind of background check that would exist with comprehensive. In other words, she's wanting to extend the government's reach into the Second Amendment with these checks that I named those cities on purpose. Of course, those were all our latest mass attacks have happened. These checks are worthless. They don't keep people from getting guns. The left plays word games, though, and you're right on the mark. You know, they miss the fact that background checks look backward. That's why they're called background checks. They're not called forward chicks. They're not called looking into tomorrow chicks. I'm just thinking of stupid things. I mean, they
look. Of course, that's what it is.
If there's no criminal record, then whoever is trying to buy the gun will pass it. If there's no mental history in the past, then whoever's trying to buy the gun will get it. That person could have all the intentions in the world to kill. It'd be quite easy in this world, in any country. Once you get the gun, you kill, you kill as many people as you want if you have that plan and you've been able to control yourself your whole life, never reveal the plan, never show that side to a psychologist, never have a criminal record. And then as soon as you get a gun, it'd be quite easy to go into a gun-free zone and kill 10, 50, 100 people, And so she's playing mind games. She'll never stop those people. But what she will do, if she has her way, is she will pass more gun control under the guise of keeping us safe, and in the end, we'll be no safer. But we will have a harder time exercising that Second Amendment. That's where we are with her.
Yeah, that's our ultimate goal. But you just nailed it. You just nailed it. And again, I goes right back to what I said about it will, you know, those who will do harm. You just nailed it right there in those statements. And that is that if you want to do that, if you hide that for all those years, to the left, to Hillary Clinton, to the judge, to Justice Kagan, and to the rest of America's un-American gun grabbers and haters, anybody with a gun is that potential person. That's why she didn't, that was not unscripted. That was, she meant that word, will. She meant that. And I think you just proved that.
But your point is bolstered, too, by, I'm going to go September 26th, that was Monday. The lawyer in Houston, he passed the background check for his handgun.
That's right.
Passed the background check for his rifle. He'd owned them both for years, acquired legally, quote-unquote. I hate using that phraseology because it's legal to buy a gun without a check. But anyway, I'm just saying he went through her system, and he laid low, and no one knew. And he got frustrated over the fact that his practice wasn't going well. So what's he do? Fills his pockets up with ammo, goes out into a parking lot, and just starts shooting people. You can't stop that. The only way you can stop that is when he starts shooting, I'm there. I don't mean me. I should say a concealed carrier. A concealed carrier is there who is ready. And the moment he starts shooting, bam, they drop him. That's it. Or an officer to be there. But the officer won't show up till later. But that's the solution. Hillary's thinking is complete opposite. Let's make it harder to buy guns. The approach should be, you know what? Let's make it easier for law-abiding citizens to buy guns, because we know through the increase of private gun ownership since 1993, the more guns that are in circulation privately in this country, the lower the violent crime rate gets. Anybody who wants to argue about that can argue till they're blue in the face, and when they're done, they'll still be wrong.
Well, you nailed it. And, you know, let's go to somebody like Hillary Clinton, who is protected by those very guns. And you, again, you talk about that Houston attorney. There is no way to know it. And I mentioned to listeners in the first hour that A.W.R. Hawkins, of course, would be here and would make that famous statement that you make here, that we are powerless to predict latent criminal activity. And you just, that is exactly what you said. And short of having that machine available to us that no longer, that does not exist yet, we are powerless. We will always remain powerless. That's why her words mean things. And that's what she meant when she said, those who will do harm. That means you. You're the person. As long as you have a gun, you will eventually will do harm. When we come back, we're going to talk about all of AWR's columns. And we're going to start with Chicago, Gun Control Chicago, right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Wow, welcome back to the program. I was starting to get into a little bit of that, what do we call it, Mark Wills. Love that stuff. Ran into Mark the other day at Best Buy, believe it or not. He lives right down the street from me. And I keep telling you, I'm promising to get you in here, but again, I'm going to get him in the studio, and I promise I will. Just hang in there. Everybody's schedules are really, really busy. Hey, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. Let's start off with talking about Chicago. I'm going to throw a number at you. Do you know what the number, and I don't mean to catch you off guard here. I'm going somewhere here. I know it's catching you off guard. But the number 273 as it relates to Chicago, do you know what that means?
273. No, I have no idea.
That's how many more shootings there are, shootings, in Chicago this year to date. Now, remember, the fourth quarter just started yesterday than there were last year. 2,988 shootings in Chicago all year, all four quarters, January 1 through December 31. This year, there have been 273 more shootings. Since the two of us have been talking, that number has probably risen by at least 15 to 20. So let's put this in perspective. 3,261 shooting victims through October 2nd, according to the Chicago Tribune. That's today. Versus 2,988 all of last year. Now, you wrote a piece, and it's, again, right on the money. Gun-controlled Chicago, 358 shooting victims for September alone. That is ungodly. Tell us.
Right. No, it is. You know, And I'm going to say this in the right way. I just want people to think about this. Just think about this. Sandy Hook, we have heard about for 3.5 years. And if you lost someone in Sandy Hook, golly, what a tragedy. And, you know, it was a heinous crime, and it was carried out by an animal. I'm glad he's dead. I wish he had died before he carried it out. But that has been used to justify gun control after gun control that fortunately has failed. No one on the left is saying a word about Chicago. 358 people shot this month alone. Just this.
Unreal.
3261 for the year to date, as you said. 3,261 shooting victims year to date. Total on homicides is 560. 560 deaths. Well, I'm listening for Chris Murphy, the senator from Connecticut, but I can't hear him. I'm listening for Senator Blumenthal from Connecticut, but I can't hear him. I'm listening for Schumer up there in New York, or his cousin Amy Schumer, but I can't hear either one of them. No one cares. They don't care because the people dying are not dying in their gated communities. The people dying will never touch them because the people dying don't have Secret Service protection. They can't afford the entourage that guards Amy Schumer. And she has admitted that she's increased her security. So that's not conjecture on my part. I know that she depends on armed security. These hypocrites are soapboxing over a school shooting that was horrible. Don't get me wrong. Horrible. 26 innocents dead. But 59 innocents, 59 were killed this month alone in Chicago. And what do I hear? Crickets.
Yeah, it is brutal, to say the least, the silence from the un-American gun-grabbing left. Let's dig into the hypocrisy quickly about Amy Schumer, who increased her security. You know why she increased her security? Because she's afraid of law-abiding people.
Right. That's it.
She's not. I mean, think about that. That's what she's afraid of.
Right. Right. And of course she's not. It's just all part of the rouge. She wants
right.
to get that out there and make it look like, basically, see, you're seeing it intertwined here. She's basically taking the Clinton approach that any gun owner could be the bad guy tomorrow.
Bingo.
Any gun owner.
That's the will. There you go. You just hit it. That's the will. That's what I meant when I said the good guy. She's afraid of law-abiding citizens because, remember, latent criminal activity is impossible to predict. But Amy Schumer knows that for herself.
Right.
But she doesn't care about it for you. This taking this back to Chicago is absolutely mind-numbing. You said 560 shootings. The Chicago Tribune, and I want to just put this in perspective, who has not yet updated their numbers, updated it this morning at 555. It has gone up to 560. In between the time the two of us have been speaking here on Fox News, they said it was 527 and growing. They were way off. The Chicago
right.
Tribune has it at 555. You have it at 560. We're playing scorecard with death
right.
and destruction in Chicago, and no one of the political elite gives a damn.
No
and
one cares.
That's
last
why
year,
they don't care.
Last month, think last month, Mark, last month, 90 people killed. 90 people.
Yeah. 90.
Not last month and the month before. No, just last month. 90 people killed. Like I'm saying, where is Senator Chris Murphy, who can't wait to tell me, and he said it, I'm not putting words in his mouth, can't wait to tell me the right to keep and bear arms is not a God-given right, it's not absolute, on and on and on. Where is he now? Where is he? He puts the people from Newtown on buses or planes or whatever he puts them on. He brings them in so they can testify before Congress and break people's hearts so they'll pass gun control. Where is he doing that with the Chicago folks? When's he going to go to the South Side, load up a couple of buses, and bring them down and say, you know what? I care about you, too. It's not. When will the Democrats do that instead of just going, you know what? We'll see you've been 4 years, and we'll promise you a free phone or a little mortgage help so you'll vote for us again. All right? Thanks.
All right. Let's go one extra step. Let's get controversial here because this is predominantly black-on-black gang crime. I want to know where Al Sharpton is. I want to know where Jesse Jackson is. I want to know where Everytown is. I want to know where Bloomberg is. I want to know where's the outcry from the NAACP? Why isn't there a march every single day through downtown Chicago? Where are these people? Why aren't they there?
But I'm making a play on something. You know the phrase Black Lives Matter. when you're talking about Chicago, if you live on the south side of Chicago and you happen to be listening to this, and I know Donald Trump's dead right. There are a ton of law-abiding citizens that live on the south side of Chicago and they live in fear. And if you're one of those citizens and you're listening to this show, think about that phrase about Black Lives Matter. And then understand this. When it comes to Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, the Democrat Party, south side Chicago lives don't matter. They don't matter one bit. Black, yellow, green, white, I don't care what color you are on the south side, you are considered part of the urban community, you don't matter to the Democrats. And if you haven't woken up to that yet, this is your big chance, and you need to wake up. And that's why there's a bloodbath there, because the Democrats are passing all the gun control they can pass, and they keep you huddled in your homes at night in fear, while the people who don't care about those laws arm up and ride around and shoot your children and shoot your parents and shoot your brother and shoot your spouse, and they don't care at all, and they're not afraid of going to jail. The only solution to this problem is for law-abiding citizens to be armed. The only way that's going to happen is to vote these Democrats out of office.
Yeah, that's you're right. I believe, and I hope I'm right in my prediction. I think we'll see that demographic shift in our lifetimes. I think Donald Trump has opened that door, and I think we'll begin to see that shift. And if, God forbid, Hillary Clinton gets elected, I think it will just hasten that when another 4 years goes by and they see the desperation and that the, and the lies that, that manifest themselves over the 4 years of a Hillary Clinton administration. God forbid that that happens. All right, AWR, I've got so many more things to talk with you about. This can only happen in New Jersey. My gosh.
Oh,
we've only got – oh, I know. So you know where I'm going with this. Sean, I think what have we got, about a minute left in this segment?
A little bit, almost up on 30 seconds.
Okay, we're coming up on 30 seconds, AWR. So let me just set this up, and then I'll throw the mic right back to you when we come back from the break. Student, school summons police psychologist after seeing his anti-gun control essay. And AWR Hawkins, I'm quoting from Breitbart News right now. I'm going to just go ahead and get this out there. When we come back from the break, I'm going to cut you loose on this. High school senior Frank Harvey says his school called police and ordered him to have a psychological exam after discovering a homework essay against gun control that he had saved on a thumb drive. Now, I discussed that in great detail on the daytime show. We're going to talk to AWR Hawkins about that when we come back from this break and get his take and his insight on how and why this happened. This is America we're talking about. This is America. Suspended student. And then he gets visited by Child Protective Services, his family, because he wrote an essay that he was asked to write as an assignment by a teacher, now denying it. We'll be right back with AWR Hawkins.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today. Today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest-paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Would you really rather see a U.S. where 330 million people are all carrying a Glock on their hip?
We don't want to be Canada. We don't want to be Great Britain. We want to be the United States. You're not going to take our guns away, Canadian.
This is Armed American Radio
with Mark Walters.
When you try to take someone's right to their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly.
Now, back to Mark.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios here for the final segment of this hour of Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Great to be here with you, as it is every day. Reno, Nevada, how the heck are you doing down there? Miami, Florida. How the heck are you doing? Anchorage, Alaska. A lot of listeners in Anchorage. Boom, boom, boom. Connect those dots from Florida up into Reno, up into Alaska. We got you covered here on the Armed American Radio Network, coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska. The USCCA on-air site has not been updated. I'm hesitant to send you there now because the Gun A Day giveaway is in full swing. But the site does not yet reflect that. It will tomorrow. So if you want to head over there and learn about the concealed carry, USCCA's self-defense shield, by all means, go over to USCCAonair.com and do that. But if you don't want to pull that trigger, pun intended, wait until the site updates with the Gun A Day giveaway, because I want you to do that when you have an opportunity to win the gun, okay? So I'm asking you to go there, but I'm asking you not to pull the trigger until tomorrow, because I want you to participate. Right now you won't see what the Gun A Day giveaway is. But, and I don't know that you'll be entered in there through that engine on the site, so just wait till it updates, okay? Anyway, let's go back to AWR Hawkins. Only in New Jersey, AWR, as sad as this is, what happened here? Tell us. Go ahead and take this away for us.
Well, senior Frank Harvey left a thumb drive in a computer at school. Somebody found it, and he had some things on there dealing with an anti-gun control project. One of the things that was on there was video. I think I wrote my first piece on Wednesday, which will be the 28th. I wrote the follow-up piece on Friday, which will be the 30th. And on Friday, I embedded the video in my piece. You could read it. And on the 28th, he was suspended from Manville High School. They called the police. Police cleared him. That's the key thing. Police cleared him. But they still told him, the school district told him, he needed a psychological exam before he was allowed back. Now, when I'm reading that, I don't know this kid, and I don't say that in a derogatory fashion. I don't know him, and I'm thinking, well, maybe he had something on his thumb drive he shouldn't have had on it.
I saw the video Friday. And I'm like, are you kidding me? The thing that must have teed him off is that he laughed at liberals and used the capital L when he wrote the word. And he talked about, this is a paraphrase, how stupid liberals are for thinking that having a sign on a door that says no guns allowed will cause criminals with evil intent. It will cause them to go, you know what? I'm just going to go home and put my guns up. They don't let guns in there. And that's what teed them off. But he showed that the push for gun control makes it harder for law-abiding citizens to defend themselves. And he gave examples of criminals acquiring guns illegally, examples of citizens using guns to defend their lives, their families' lives. I'm going to be honest with you. Everybody should watch the video. The kid did a knockdown, bang-up job. In the right world, in the world the way it ought to be, the kid would get a scholarship for what he did because he understands the Constitution and he understands what it takes to be free in this country.
And you know, it's fascinating. What I took away from what you were saying, the same thing I took away when I read it, was the police cleared him. This is what blows my mind, that the police had to even clear him.
Right.
The police were involved at all in an essay. Now, we all know that the teacher is denying she gave the assignment, and that there's a reason for that, because she's a good little liberal. She's towing the line. She doesn't want to lose her job. So she's lying, and everybody's going to make the kid look bad. Here's what the mom did. The mom pulled the kid out of school. The kid was suspended. Mom yanked him out, took him out of school, withdrew him from school, get working on getting him his GED. Now, I want you to think about this. Working on getting him his GED right now, and then the psychologist come over to the house. She told him, get the hell out. Go away. Get out of my house. You're not welcome. You're not talking to my son. The heck with you. High fives. And a big kudos for that mom.
Right. No, I agree.
Just incredible.
Option B is let the left push you around. She refuses to do it. And the kid did nothing wrong. That video, as I say, everybody should Google the video. You can Google my article, watch it. It's a great video. It's actually the kind of video you could use for somebody who's just beginning to learn about the Second Amendment. You could show it to them, go, look, here, look, this is what we're talking about. This is what gun control does, and this is how impotent it is to stop criminals. And it's very clear.
And he's in New Jersey, of all places. Of all places, he's in New Jersey, which what that is proof positive, AWR, that it's not the people. It's not the people of Illinois. It's not the people of New Jersey. It's the political class. It's the ruling elite.
Right.
And that's what makes the news, or what these people tell you. It's not the general population. It's not the citizenry. The New Jersey citizens want to be free, just like the rest of America. It's just the ruling class. And who is the ruling class? The Democrats, of course, socialists. All right, let's move on to the next subject here, because this one, I read this and angered me. It always does when I read this stuff. But John Legend, Second Amendment and NRA prevent the U.S. from following Australia's gun confiscation. And for some reason, what John Legend says makes news, and you've even got to write about it.
Yeah, well, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I hope he's listening. He doesn't have any idea what he's talking about. He has no idea. He might as well have been telling me why the viscosity of a certain type of Valvoline oil is better than the viscosity of a certain type of hybrid Mobil 1 synthetic oil. He might as well have been telling me that. He would have had equal understanding on both. It was embarrassing. But what's worse is after admitting, after showing that he really wasn't sure about what he was talking about, he had no problems being a little bit forceful in pushing it anyway. And even said, you know, doing an Australian ban may be against the Constitution, may violate the Second Amendment, yada, 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 but that's what would work. Well, it hadn't worked in Australia there, John. Pay attention. In Australia, they're thinking about expanding police powers, doing a whole new amnesty, and for those of you not in the know, that means a whole new buyback. They're thinking about a whole new confiscation. The crime in Melbourne, the city, Victoria, the state as a whole, the gun crime is going wild. They're trying to figure out a way to get a handle on it. And here you got John Legend going, well, I think the Australian gun ban would be a real good idea, but we can't do it because of the Second Amendment and the NRA. Golly. Well, I'm sorry, dude. You're wrong. And best thing he can do is keep singing, I guess. I don't listen to his music. But, you know, stick with what you do and quit bouncing around on these subjects. You don't even understand them. And when you don't understand something, be humble enough to say, you know what? I don't know. I don't know. That's what he should have said. He'd have far more respect from me.
Let's take a listen to what he actually said. He said, I'm not saying that necessarily would work. We're talking about banning guns in full? That was the question. He said, I'm not saying that necessarily would work, but, you see, here we go with the but. If we look at Australia, they did something over there. They had a few mass shootings, and they said, you know what? We're going to take a pretty significant approach to reducing the amount of guns on the streets. And it worked. They didn't have another mass shooting. Their murder rate went down, and we won't do it here because we got the Second Amendment. That's right. Yep. We got the NRA. That's going to lobby against it. And maybe it won't be constitutional to do that, but at the end of the day, it actually worked. And if we want to talk about what makes us safer, that would make us safer. Because, you see, he doesn't care about the Constitution. A.W.R. Hawkins does care about the Constitution. That's why you can read him as he writes about it every single day at Breitbart.com. Two awards, 2 years, best in the business. We've got about 15 seconds. Go ahead.
I was going to say, gun control really has made Chicago safer. We talked about that a while ago. So, I mean,
there you go.
It's fruity. You can't say those kinds of things. I mean, he's just going to have to not say that in the future.
It is fruity. I love that. I love it. Okay, A.W.R. Hawkins, Breitbart News. Thank you, A.W.R. Facebook.com. And who? A.W.R. Hawkins. At A.W.R. Hawkins on Twitter. Read everything he writes, and you get to hear him bring it all to life right here on Armed American Radio every single week as our political analyst. He's brilliant. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Coming up next, Matt Bruce, the captain from AM 860, The Answer in Tampa for the full hour.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.